This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. Today I'm speaking with Ross McDougall, the founder and creator of Biology. Ross is a chemist with over 30 years' experience, including his role in a private research institute at the Southern Cross University in New South Wales. Since 2012, Ross has been concentrating on plant extract techniques. Today we talk about all of the different single ingredient serums in the Biology skincare range. And like me, I hope you discover one that can transform your skin. Hi, Ross. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Irene. It's absolutely fantastic to be here today. It's great to see you again. And it's great to come down to Sydney to do this podcast with you.
I know exactly what Biology is because it is the skincare that I use personally. And I've been using it probably for about 6 months now. But for anybody who doesn't know what Biology is, can you just explain to everybody that's listening what it actually is?
Biology is a skincare brand. It just has serums as its products. It's a world first on many fronts. It's the first water-soluble serum. It's the first serum that actually delivers pure natural vitamin C from a plant. So there's no ascorbic acid in it. And it actually works. We at Biology and the company that produces Biology products, which we also own called Plant Extracts, came up with an extraction system that basically mimics the inside of a plant. So we're actually able to extract out the vitamin C along with the liquid matrix that actually protects the vitamin C from breaking down. And that's a world's first.
This is the skincare that I've been using for 6 months, and I just can't see myself going back to the traditional skincare.
Most of the ingredients that go into a skincare product are there to make up the cream or the gel, to make it smell nice, look nice, and the ingredients that actually are to the benefit of the skin are 2% or less. Sometimes there's nothing in it.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about each one individually.
Sure.
Let's start with the eye serum. That is pure vitamin C, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the BK. It's not full of vitamin C, it contains vitamin C, but it also contains a lot of other phytoactives from the Kakadu plum. The major three components of Kakadu plum are obviously vitamin C, and there's two phenolic acids in there called gallic and ellagic acids. It is well known that vitamin C, along with those two acids or phenolic acids, work synergistically together. One thing I would like to point out here is that a lot of our research from, you know, looking at plants, it's become very apparent to us that humans and plants have evolved together. And so as we've evolved together, our structure, our cellular structure is very similar to plants. Not exactly the same, obviously, but our cells work in a very similar way to plant cells. And so the nutrients, the way plant cells absorb their nutrients, is exactly the same as how our cells do it. And so we know now how to get the plant nutrients directly into the human cells.
Wow. Okay. So with the eye serum, is that great for the wrinkles and anti-aging and dark circles? Is that what that serum is focused on?
Look, vitamin C is such an important phytonutrient. If we didn't have it in our diet, we would actually die or we'd get really, really sick. An interesting thing I only heard yesterday, did you realise that scurvy is on the rise?
I did not.
Yeah, it's on the rise. Over the last 5 years, scurvy has increased in Europe, the US and Australia by 3,000%. And so you've got to say to yourself, well, we're all popping vitamin C tablets, we've got vitamin C serums. How is that possible? You know, what, the only thing that I can say is that we're just not eating enough fruit.
People are becoming more and more aware of where their vitamins are coming from. So can you talk me through, how are you getting the vitamin C out of the plant into this bottle?
Sure. Okay. Well, look, we'll start with how we do it. Vitamin C, as I've already said, is very unstable. So to actually get vitamin C out of a plant either from its fruit or leaf, you've actually got to also extract out with it at the same time as the liquid matrix that actually keeps it stable inside that piece of fruit or leaf. So that's how we've been able to do it. So what you're actually getting in the biology product is not only those phytonutrients, but it's also the liquid matrix that's inside that fruit. And it's not the juice, it's the liquid that's inside the pith. You know, when you peel a mandarin and you've got all that white pithy stuff, we're actually extracting, that's where all the nutrients are. And there's also all the nutrients are inside the rind of a piece of fruit. That's, you know, the stuff that you go, oh, there's no way I'm eating that. Yeah, that's where all the nutrients are. The great thing is we obviously extract out the nutrients, we extract out the liquid matrix. And the other thing that we've discovered is a bio key. Now, the bio key is probably the most important thing. Bio key allows the plant to open up the plant cells and deliver the nutrients to it. And the most amazing thing is that bio key is what our human cells require as well. So if you do not have the liquid matrix to keep the nutrients stable, then your nutrients that you're putting on your skin will never get to where they need to go. It's as simple as that.
Wow. Okay. So that vitamin C that's in the eye serum, is that also in the face serum?
The face serum is Davidson Plum, which is that bright red.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it's got anthracycline in it, which gives you that bright red appearance.
Is that antioxidant rich, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It's super antioxidant rich. And, you know, it also contains tartaric acid and agalic acid. And they work in combination to really help the face rejuvenate. You know, some people, it may react their skin and they may, it's a really quite a intense serum, and some people like yourself like the BF serum on their face more than the BD serum. You know, it's really,
yeah, it was a little bit too strong for me. I didn't go red or anything. I just had some breakouts, and I just find that the BF just makes my skin glow.
Yeah, it's a hero product, BF, which is the body serum. And you know, the BF contains again vitamin C and ferulic acid and tryptophan. It's an all-rounder. It's a really good serum, and it's amazing. And these are only from Australian native fruit, and that's all it is. I guess what frustrates me the most is when people say, well, hey, is this the same as this vitamin C serum and that? And, you know, is it as good as these vitamin C pills? Firstly, my answer to that is we're not talking the same thing. Every other brand uses a chemical called ascorbic acid. Now, ascorbic acid is what vitamin C breaks down to when its antioxidant capacity has been used up. So, in other words, it's not active anymore. Man can only make ascorbic acid, can't make vitamin C.
Can we talk about the body serum for a minute, because that's the one I use. Interestingly enough, it says hydration on the bottle, and then I have to say I've got very, very dry skin, and before I used the body biology, my skin, no matter what I would do, would always be flaky, and it would make my makeup sort of flaky. Can you explain to me how does the body serum, is it finger lime?
Yes.
Yes. So you're using finger lime, you're basically extracting the finger lime out of the plant straight into the bottle. There's basically nothing else in there, and it's somehow stopping my skin from being flaky.
Well, that's easy to explain.
Okay, great. Great.
You know, as I mentioned to you before, you know, the critical things about the biology serums other than the phytoactives is the liquid matrix and the bio key. Without the liquid matrix and the bio key, you wouldn't see what you're seeing. See, what happens is when you apply biology, the liquid matrix keeps those phytoactives in a stable place so they don't break down. And the bio key then allows the nutrients to go in, opens up the door, basically the door on the cell, and delivers the nutrients straight to the skin, and it rehydrates your cells. And that's the reason why you see biology work within 24 to 48 hours. You know, it's quite amazing. We see huge results in regards to people that have got eczema, psoriasis, and a lot of skin conditions that they've struggled for years with. And it's because it's not just one thing. It's a combination of all three things. And the plant, that's nature. It is nature working. That system has been developed over billions of years by the plant to be efficient and to work. And all we have done is extracted that out.
Can you then explain to me why in the first week or so that I was using this on my face was my face really sticky and tacky, because I almost stopped using it going back to my regular stuff.
Well, that's explainable too.
Okay, great.
One of the other things we found, what the BioKey does once it opens up a cell, is the first thing cells will do is dump the toxins they have inside it. Now, those toxins may come from, sorry to say this, other skincare. It may come from poor diet. It may also come from environmental factors. And the skin cells will actually hold on to those toxins. And the skin cell gets sicker and sicker until it dies. So if you open up, once that cell opens up, it wants to get rid of all those toxins. And then the nutrients go in from the biology. And that is what you're actually feeling, is the actual toxins being excreted by the skin. The other thing the stickiness comes from is as the nutrients in the skin cell regenerates the cell gets to a point where it's pretty happy, and then it sheds its outer cell wall, which is sugars, and that's the stickiness you're feeling. So the stickiness is telling you that it's actually working.
That it's actually working. Okay, great. So for anybody trying this in the first week or so, if you experience a few breakouts or some stickiness, please continue with the product, because after a week or two, your skin completely transforms. I've experienced it myself. Okay, so let's just talk about how we use these three serums together now, because I know you're not supposed to layer them.
True.
But I've been looking at your Instagram and I've been seeing all of these people use them, and I've seen them put the eye serum on and then they've put the, you know, the face serum on, and I've seen some overlap, and I've been really careful that there's no overlap at all, because I think you said that they will cancel each other out. So
yeah, we did a lot of study in regards to blending. When we first started looking at coming out with Biology, we thought, oh, well, why don't we just blend some of these things together so to get better results? And we analysed them and found out that some of the nutrients, especially vitamin C, gets neutralised. And then you think about it logically, you go, yeah, of course. I mean, like, vitamin C appears in this plant, but it doesn't appear in that. Mm. So why is that? And, of course, you do realise that there's certain phytoactives that don't like each other. And so when you do blend them, you know, some of the phytoactives actually increase and some of them disappear, and actually new phytonutrients are created. So it actually is quite amazing, because you've actually got, for a better word, a live serum, you know, like a really live serum that you can actually see changes in it, which is quite exciting for like a scientist like me. But then we realised that we want to deliver these nutrients in their pure form, because they're so good. And then hence the reason we said try not layer them. I mean, look, you know, unless you want to draw a circle around the parts of your body.
Well, that's what I try and actually do, because I'm so scared about neutralising anything. Is that just being ridiculous? If there's a bit of overlap, okay.
Look, overlap is okay. If you're really concerned about it, my suggestion is I would apply my eye serum, wait a couple of minutes till it's gone in, and then apply my face serum. And then, the body serum can go on any time. Or just use one serum. You know, maybe, for example, you could use your BF in the morning and your BK at night.
Can I just use the BF all the time and that's it, and not use, because sometimes I am just lazy and I'll just use the BF everywhere, no, nothing else.
Yeah, I'm like you. My partner Lucy has it all over hers, and I just go and pick up whatever random bottle there is and put it on my face, because they all work. You know, I guess we did Biology in the opposite way to everyone else. We created something that's, you know, quite incredible in world first in so many ways. And then we try to put it into a category. The serums are so multifunctional, they could all be used all over your body. It really depends. And it really depends on your skin type too, because, you know, people with red inflamed skin, like the BD serum may not be the best. People with acne-prone skin, BD is fantastic for. So we had to choose what we were going to call them. But, you know, sometimes you may find, like yourself, that the BF serum is the only one you really need.
So which is the best one for, I'll throw a few skin conditions at you and you tell me which one's best. So which is the best one for sunburn? Because I have seen your Instagram before. Even Lucy here in our office got sunburned and she put one of your serums on and it completely went away. Which one was that?
That's BF.
Oh, that's great. That's the
BF, one I use. Yeah. Again, what we're seeing there with sunburn is obviously the dehydration of skin cells.
Is that how it stops it from being red?
So basically what happens, the number one thing that we need to look after in regards to disease and health is inflammation. Inflammation is the number one thing that causes all of that. If you want to get someone healthy again or you want healthy skin, you've got to remove inflammation. You don't remove inflammation, you're not going to go anywhere. So what all of those serums do, the first thing they do, they take away the inflammation. Now, sunburn is inflammation. So you put Biology BF on your sunburn and it's only within a few hours, the stinging's gone, the redness is gone. And within 24 hours, your skin doesn't even peel because it's rehydrated and it stopped the inflammation.
Yeah, I noticed that. My daughter, she didn't put any sunscreen on and I was really upset with her and her face was bright red, but I put the BF on her and I actually have to say I was very surprised she didn't peel.
Look, I go outside with no shirt on and cut the grass and Lucy just goes, I can't, but you keep on doing that every time. And then she goes, come here, and she puts the BF on and yeah, I never peel.
And how about for sun protection? Because plants themselves are protected by the sun. There must be some level of sun protection in there as well. And we'll talk about regimes and where sunscreen fits in all of this. What?
Yeah, look, I've got a theory and I haven't proved this yet, but I think the issue with sunscreens is twofold. Sunscreens are both chemical and they're also reflective sunscreens.
Yeah, we only stock the reflective ones at Nourish Life.
Yeah, which are great. The problem is they can only give you a certain amount of protection because you can't get those molecules all over your skin.
Yes.
So, you know, and those types of products are the best alternative at the present moment. I wouldn't be putting on the chemical UVA absorbers or UVB absorbers. I try to stay away from those. So good on you, Irene.
Yeah, absolutely.
We believe that plants produce vitamin C as UV absorbers. The reason why I say that is because have you ever seen a burnt piece of fruit?
Well, if we think about the Kakadu plum sitting in the middle of the sun all day, it doesn't turn into a sultana or shrivel up.
Yeah, that's the reason why it's high in vitamin C. You actually look at the fruits that have got high UV on them all day at high index and none of them burn. So you've got to ask yourself why, and they all contain vitamin C. The other interesting thing is that vegetables like spinach and broccoli and things like that, they're in the sun all day as well. And they also contain vitamin C in their leaves as well. Not as much as the fruit, but they all contain it. And they're dark green, so they should really burn quite easily, but they don't. And sure, probably everyone's probably going to be thinking, well, how come vitamin C serums don't protect us from the sun? It's because they only contain the ascorbic acid, not pure vitamin C. So we're working on looking at our extract technology and looking further into producing a plant-based sunscreen.
That would be absolutely incredible, and I'll be the first person to definitely stock that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about regime then, because I notice you don't have a cleanser and you don't have an exfoliator and you don't have a toner and you don't have an extra sunscreen. What cleanser?
I would just go for a real basic cleanser.
Would you use an oil-based cleanser or a
You know those pads?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, they're good.
Because you just need water with those.
Yeah, you do. Yes. Yeah. I mean, look, to be honest with you, Irene, I think that a number of the brands that you sell is where people should be looking at, and I'm sure your staff could help them.
Yeah, I mean, I personally use the Madara milk cleanser, and then I'll use, I'll use the Cora exfoliator.
Yeah.
Few times a week. I always use the Beauty Chef Skin Refiner as a toner, but interestingly enough, I've found that I try not to mix that toner and the BF because I was getting a weird reaction. I'm separating those now, so it's really just now a milk cleanser for me, an exfoliator once a week, and then I'll use the toner only when I'm not using the BF.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to scare people away from using cosmetics because, you know, it's just being mindful of putting things on your skin that you can wash off and what you're going to leave on there.
Mm.
I think that's the key. I think like exfoliants and cleansers, you wash off. Mm. Creams or night creams or things that you're going to leave on your skin, they're the ones that potentially can give you all the problems.
And how about any new products that are on their way?
I'm not quite sure if I'm allowed to tell you or not.
You can tell me. Your secret's safe here.
Well, it's called Biology QK.
Okay, what's it do? What's it for?
It's for radiance of the skin and basically it's for pigmentation.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
And it contains two serums. One is the K2 Kakadu plum, and the other one is Kwandong.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually, because we can't mix serums, so one will be used in the morning and one will be used in the night. And
oh, so it's like a duo product.
It's a duo product. It'll be in one box and you just won't use one in the morning and one at night.
And would that replace, if I was to use, because I do have pigmentation, if I was to use that, would I need to not use my BF?
I would suggest that first thing in the morning I would use your BQKs, and then maybe after breakfast put your BF on.
Oh, okay. So you can layer if you leave a few hours in between.
Yeah, whereas you can see that it really soaks in very quickly.
Okay.
It's not like most skincare where it just sits on your skin, because your skin has no idea what it's going to do with it, so it just lets it sit there.
Do you know the one thing that I have noticed about biology is that when I have a shower at the end of the day, my skin is not slimy anymore, and that is the difference between biology and so many other beautiful skincare products that I use. And I love all those skincare products, but they do feel slimy. Why is it that nothing seems to wash off at the end of the day?
Biology has the bio key, which is the most important discovery we've ever made. No one else has it, and no one will never let anyone know what it is. And plants produce it, and it allows the biology serum to actually penetrate the skin cells by opening up the doorway into the cell.
And it actually stays in there as opposed to sitting on top of your skin.
Yeah.
Is that, wow, yeah, okay.
It's phenomenal.
That is amazing.
When we found that type of technology out, we were just going, oh, that explains it. So, yeah, all of these discoveries we've found have been over the last year or two, and we keep on finding things because plants are amazing. And, you know, people will say, well, why hasn't anyone else done this? Well, I don't know. It's a real passion of us because, you know, I want to prove, like yourself, that natural is far better than synthetic, and synthetic is making us sick. And if we don't change our skin regimes, we're going to get sicker.
Well, thank you so much, Ross. That was amazing, technical, and, yeah, just incredibly interesting. It was so nice to speak to you and find that out. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Irene. I just wanted to thank you and your staff. It's always such a pleasure to see you and all your Nourish Life.
Aren't we great?
You are.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourished Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.